Good afternoon, a beautiful day in progress again across the interior of New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, a nice blue sky, and rapidly warming temperatures. Readings will surpass yesterday afternoon's highs and reach to just about 70 on average by late day today. High pressure remains in control across New York and New England and will eventually settle off the eastern seaboard tonight. With the high to our south and east overnight, it will not be nearly as cool by tomorrow morning. Still, though, overnight lows will get back into the 40s. This will set us up for a nice warming trend with a developing southwesterly wind flow starting tomorrow, as highs will be in the lower to mid-70s and mid to upper 70s on Friday, with both days featuring a good amount of sunshine and just a few clouds mixing in. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the north and west, where we'll see the next cool front approaching through the Great Lakes. It's scheduled to arrive late in the day on Saturday or Saturday night. Along with it will come some showers and thunderstorms, although I think most of the day on Saturday for most of us will be dry. The question then becomes, how quickly does the front move through for the second half of the weekend? If it continues its progress off the eastern seaboard, we'll go back to some sunshine on Sunday afternoon. If it slows down, we'll continue to see the threat for showers through most of the day. Right now, it looks like showers are possible on Sunday as highs pull back towards 70 degrees. Cooler air flowing in behind the system either way will move in on Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northern plains. Moderate to strong instability will be in place this afternoon. This, coupled with backed surface winds, a 30-knot low-level jet, and a 40-knot mid-level southwesterly wind flow will favor supercells and a threat for large hail. Enhanced low-level shear near the warm front will promote a risk for an isolated tornado or two as well. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Storm Humberto, located in the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean, well away from any landmass. While Humberto may strengthen a bit over the next couple of days, it's also expected to advance rapidly into the North Atlantic. And the Hurricane Center is also monitoring an area of low pressure located over the Yucatan Peninsula, where cloudiness and showers have become more concentrated. The low is forecast to move west-northwestward and emerge over the Bay of Campeche later today. This is where environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for the formation of a tropical depression over the next 1 to 2 days. Conditions should remain conducive for additional development through the weekend, while the low meanders over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. This disturbance will likely spread heavy rains over portions of eastern Mexico and could cause life-threatening floods and mudslides over areas already impacted by torrential rains during the past few days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the lower to mid 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 51, the record high, 88, set in 1891, and the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:59 p.m., 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and seasonably mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine, seasonably mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, comfortably mild, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, still mild, in the middle to upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a late-day shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s. More showers Saturday night, and a risk for more showers on Sunday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, with highs on Sunday around 70. Partly sunny Monday in the upper 60s, and a chance of rain Tuesday, with highs staying in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.